Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Bava Metzia, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Dalid. Royce, I'm walking down the street and I see a shirt laying there. I'm so excited. Wow, I always wanted a shirt like that. And of course, we're talking about where the circumstances are, that he's not mechuyev to give it back. There's no simmah, whatever the case is. That we'll learn later in Perik Elu Metzias, when you have to give it back or not. But we're talking about in a case where you're allowed to keep it. And I'm so excited that I see the shirt, the v'nofel alel. I mamish fall on it to be zeichet. It's like, no one else can get it. I'm laying all over it. Yiba acher, along comes someone else, after this first person is laying on it, v'hechzigba, and he grabs it. The din is ze shehechzigba, the second one that took it, zachaba. He's the one that gets it. He's zeichem the metziah. Because the first one, by falling on the chayfetz, that's like an emotional response. Ah, no one else is going to get it. But that's not a kinyan. It's not how Chazal said you acquire something. Wait a second, but isn't there a halacha that if you're within 4 amis of a metziah, you're kind of it? And it works with something called kinyan chatzar. There's different types of kinyan. Again, a kinyan means I'm doing something that makes it mine. There's meshicha, that's by an animal. There's hagbah, or lifting it in regard to things that you could lift. There's something called a kinyan chalipin. That's like when you go to the Rav to sell the chametz. You take the Rav's hat, let's say, and you give him the right to sell your chametz. There's also something called kinyan chatzar, that if something is in my rishus, I'm kind of it. And because Chazal didn't want people fighting over a metziah, they made a kinyan that if something is laying on the floor, if it's within 4 amis of where you are, it's yours. So this person that fell on it and is laying on it, I mean, obviously, he's more than just 4 amis within the metziah. He's laying on top of the shirt. So how come the other person who comes and takes it, how come that other person is kainet? And the answer is because it's in the Rishus Harabim. This din, that if you're within 4 amis, it's yours, does not apply to a Rishus Harabim. If it's off to the side of the Rishus Harabim, where there's not a lot of traffic of people, or in a path that belongs, let's say, to a Yachid, that's where Chazal made a takana that if you're within Dalet Amos, it's yours, no one else can grab it from you. But in the Rishus Harabim, there's no such takana. So it's very nice that you fell on it, but there's no such takana as falling on something. The Kotzker Rebbe says we learn something from this. If you want something, be mispalel for it. You can do things to try to get it, but move slowly. Say, I'm going to do a reasonable hishtadlis, I'm going to try. I'm going to remember if it's bashert for me to get it, I'm going to get it, if not, not. Don't go running or when you can chas v'shalom and push someone or fall on it and say, no, I must have this, no one can get in my way. That doesn't work. It's not the way that Rabbi Hashem wants us to live our lives. So this person runs and jumps on it, falls on it. Very nice, but it's not yours. The person that came normally and said, okay, if I get it, I get it, if not, not, and he picks it up and he takes it, belongs to him. And this is a very important lesson in life. Zakta Mishnah weiter. Ra oisan ratzin achar metziah. Let's say I have a field. And I see people running after a metziah. They're running after a deer. Or they're running after little birds. Like baby birds that don't fly away yet. And I say, wait a second. They're all running to get it. But this is my field. And I call out, I get it. It's my field. Let's see the Mishnah inside. Again. Ra oisan. Me, the owner of the field, I see them. Reuven and Shimon, Rotzen, Achar Metziah, running after a Metziah. Let's say Achatzvi Shover. They're running after a deer, but the deer has a broken leg. It can't run normally. Now, really, there's two different ways of learning the Mishnah. Some learn, Ro'isan, Rotzen, Achar Metziah. He sees them running after a Metziah, let's say it's laying on the ground. Or another case is, another example would be Achatzvi Shover. Sees them running after a deer, which can't run very fast because it broke its leg. And some of Hashem learn, no. The way to learn Pshat in the Mishnah is, Ra'isan, he saw them running. Ra'isan, Ratsan, he saw them running Achar Metziah, after a Metziah. And what type of Metziah are we talking about? Now we're explaining the word Metziah. Achar Tzvi Shaver, they're running after a deer, which can't run so fast because its leg is broken. See, if the deer doesn't have a broken leg, I can't say, oh, it's in my field. It's not in your field. It just flies through. It has to be something that I would be able to get a hold of it. But this deer can't run so fast. It never has a broken leg. Or they're running after little birds that never flew yet. They're too little. They just like, you know, jump a little bit. If they were mamish flying birds, I can't say, well, it's in my courtyard. So what if it's in courtyard? You have no way of taking hold of it. But if it's these little bouncing birds, they just kind of bobble up and down, I can say, look, they're in my field. I can grab it if I want. My problem is that these people are running after it to get it. So V'yomer, he says, the Baal HaSadeh cries out, Zach Sili Sadeh, my field is Eichet for me. In other words, I want to be Zeiche in this Metziah through Kinyan Chatzar. The din is Zach Sili. So Reuven and Shimon, they may as well stop running. It belongs to the owner of the field. However, Hayitzvi Ratz Kedarki, if this was a normal, healthy deer running, Oishaya Gezalis Mafrichen, or was birds that could fly ready, even though they're little, maybe they don't fly so good, but they could fly. The Amr in the Baal HaSadeh says, Zach Sili Sadi, stop chasing it. It's my field. It's running over my field now. Layamar Klom. It doesn't mean anything. Whoever gets it first gets it, because your field has no way of holding it. It's not called a Chatzar HaMishtameres. Even if he's standing there. Kinyan Chatzar only works if you would have a way of getting to it and holding it in your field. So once again, what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that if someone runs after a Metziah and he falls on it and someone else comes along and does it the normal way, he just picks it up. The one who picked it up is Zaycha because it's in the Rishos HaRabim. Chazal were Masakin in the Rishos HaRabim, you can lift it. They weren't Masakin anything about falling on it. Even though we explained there's a halacha that if you're within four amos of a metziah, you're kinda it, but that's not in the Rishos HaRabim. Then we said, if I'm in my field and I see two people running after a deer that can't run so good or birds that never flew yet, and I say, my field gets it, Zach Sili Sadi, the din is, he daka gets it, he's right. There's a king in Chatzar. But if this wasn't a slow-running deer, it was a normal, fast-flying deer, or birds that can fly already a little bit, and he says, my field gets it, that's not called your field has it. And therefore, they can continue running. And if they get to it, it's theirs, not the owner of the field.